USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A longtime advisor to then-President Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, now indicted for criminal contempt of Congress.
The Justice Department's move exposes Bannon to fines and as much as a year in jail for each count. The House voted to approve a criminal contempt referral for him last month.
That's USA's Brad Bernards. The governor of Wisconsin has deployed over 500 National Guard troops to Kenosha to back up law enforcement if needed when the Kyle Rittenhouse double murder trial verdict comes in. The jury is to get the case after closing arguments, which are to begin on Monday morning. Comedian Dave Chappelle's alma mater in Baltimore, Maryland, is postponing a fundraiser that was set to feature the comedian next month. As many students at the school have been condemning Chappelle and his recent Netflix special, which featured mostly jokes about the LGBTQ community. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Consumer sentiment's running at its lowest level in a decade. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Attitude falling nearly 5 points in early November. It's now down more than 13% as compared to a year ago. The survey notes surging prices for homes and cars and big-ticket items, with Americans having little confidence that government policies are going to make any difference in the foreseeable future. One in four consumers surveyed complained about inflation causing them to lower their living standards this month.
This is the 87th overall successful recovery of our Falcon 9 first stage.
That from the official SpaceX stream, as a Falcon 9 rocket carried 53 more Starlink satellites into orbit today, lifting off from Cape Canaveral. It's the 31st Starlink mission, the goal of eventually providing worldwide broadband connectivity with those little satellites. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Free Britney movement has ended because Britney's now free of the conservatorship she has lived under for more than a decade.
The decision comes more than a month after a judge suspended Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, as her conservator. Spears has been working to end her conservatorship for more than a year, accusing Jamie Spears of conservator abuse, including using her estate and finances for his own benefit and attempting to control her career and personal life.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. More on the story. This is some of what Britney Spears' lawyer had to say outside the courthouse following that Friday ruling that lifted the conservatorship.
James P. Spears, as we all know, from public records, took anywhere from $3 to $4 million from the estate.
Saying while Britney may be free, they will be continuing their efforts to also get her justice and compensation for that conservatorship gone wrong. And if you celebrate Christmas, you know what it's like to put all those lights up every year. Well, imagine putting them up on the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. They're starting to do that tonight in Midtown Manhattan, the 79-foot Norway spruce coming from Maryland. The lighting ceremony set for Wednesday, the 1st of December. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.